Rajinder Naran Singh wanted wider hips, larger lips, and bigger breasts. But she couldn't afford to see a professional plastic surgeon. So like a lot of transgender women she knows, she decided to get pumped. That means she got illegal silicone injections done by someone other than a doctor. Pumping is cheaper than going to a professional, but it can come at a much higher cost. Julia Alsop has our story.
I might do a different injection on you today.
Really?
Yes.
This is Rajinder Naran Singh, Raji for short. She's been seeing Dr. John Merton, a professional plastic surgeon, once a month for the past 7 years to help bring down the swelling in her face.
It is pain, right?
You know. You've been there.
In 2003, Raji got a series of silicone injections in her face, chest, hips, and buttocks. Instead of seeing a doctor, Raji went to the Duchess, a friend of a friend who had pumped a lot of girls in Raji's South Florida trans community.
I hadn't heard anything negative at that time about Duchess.
Raji's 46 and lives in Hollywood, Florida. She strikes me as a strong woman with a big heart. She moved to Miami from Philadelphia in her early 20s. She went out to the gay clubs for a bit, but eventually realized she was looking for something else.
Imagine having these desires, and then when you're looking in the mirror, you're seeing a man look back at you. You're like, oh my God, no, I have to fix this. The feeling becomes so strong that you just have to do it.
So Raji started taking hormones.
I did do these black market. You know, you knew another trans girl and she told you, oh, well, girl, I get my hormones from this person. You can go there.
Raji says her skin became softer, her breasts got bigger. But hormones can only do so much. Not every trans woman gets top surgery. Not every trans woman wants bottom surgery. But if you want it all, vaginal reconstruction, breast augmentation, tracheal shaving, facial feminization, it can add up to about $70,000. That was out of reach for Raji.
I'm a pretty big girl. I'm about 5'11", okay? And I definitely knew that if I wanted to take this seriously and live as a woman, I would need bigger breasts and I'd need a shapelier body. I'd go out in public and, you know, you'd see people kind of look and they'd make a mockery like, oh, you know, it's a boy in a dress.
Raji's been attacked 3 times. The last and worst attack happened in Miami in 2001.
You know, they were calling me these horrible names, freak of nature. And so I went home with a bloody face, 2 black eyes. My lip was completely split. I could actually pull it apart. I laid in that bed that night and I pleaded with God. I said, God, why? Why did I have to be this way?
After the attack, Raji says she felt suicidal for months.
It was after that I started to do the injections.
Statistics are hard to come by, but pumping is a pretty well-known practice for trans women in the States.
I had some of the girls saying, you know, girl, when are you going to go ahead and, you know, get pumped? Like, you know, come on, are you really serious about this?
We involved right now in silicone injection because the girls, they want to get the process so fast and they want to change your body so faster.
This is Ariana Lind. She's the director of trans services at SunServe, a health organization serving LGBTQ people in South Florida.
Silicone injection is the most common and most easy tools to change your body so fast.
Ariana was born in Peru, but moved to the States in 2001 to start her transition. She describes the transgender community in Peru as very underground. To her, America seemed like the best place to live in the open as a trans woman. She ended up in South Florida, a community with a large trans and Latino population. But when she got to Florida and started to transition, she realized things in the States might be tougher than she thought.
Not just a hard time because I'm a transgender. It's a hard time too because I'm immigrant in that moment. I'm a Latina in that moment.
A Latina without papers.
So difficult, you know, just have to go to the emergency room. have a lot of bad experience in the medical when I go to the hospital. And that time I don't change my name. They trying to tell me, sir. They trying to tell me my male name and everything.
You know, in the waiting room and hearing the nurses laugh about me, having a doctor come into the room, and you just can tell that they're just uncomfortable.
So Raji went where she did feel comfortable. She set up an appointment with the Duchess.
I'm no dummy. I mean, I knew that, you know, there would be some sort of risk by going to get this done black market. But again, I think I was just so ready to become the woman that I wanted to be that I just was willing to roll the dice a bit and take my chances.
For her first session, Raji met the Duchess at a gas station. From there, the Duchess took Raji up to a small two-bedroom apartment. At first, Raji was really happy with how she looked. Guys were flirting with her more, other trans women she knew were complimenting her on her looks. But one day, about 10 months after her first injection, Raji woke up and...
the whole left side of my face felt like a gigantic boil. And it was hurting. It was throbbing. And I remember looking in the mirror and thinking, what the hell is this? Like, what's going on?
Raji's left cheek was completely swollen.
And I started to get scared. And you know that panic feeling, like you're like, oh, crap, like what's going on? What did I do? What did I get myself into?
She tried to ignore it, hoping it would get better. But it didn't. It got worse. Golf ball-sized nodules started to form on both sides of her face. Raji says she walked around like that for about a year, worried about going to the doctor and admitting she had black market injections. Eventually, a friend called Raji up to say she knew a plastic surgeon who would look at Raji's face for free.
I remember sitting in the examining room, and when he walked in, he looked at me and he said, "Sweetie, what did they do to your face?" And I started to cry.
For his part, Dr. Martin says he's seeing more and more cases of bad silicone injections in South Florida. And that means Ariana Lint has her work cut out for her.
Right now I have to tell to the girls, to my sisters, we have programs and you're not by yourself, you're not alone in this society.
Trying to get the word out there that there are safer options than pumping. No one knows exactly what Raji was injected with, but lab results suggest it was the type of silicone you'd use to caulk a bathtub. Since it's loose when injected, the silicone is mixed with Raji's facial tissue, making it impossible to fully remove.
The rest of my body for now is stable, but going forth in the future, who knows what I'm going to have to deal with. But, you know, it's scary because someone has passed away from this.
In 2012, a former patient of the Duchess died after the silicone injected into her buttocks turned septic. The Duchess, whose legal name is O'Neill Ron Morris, has an upcoming trial for manslaughter. For Latino USA, I'm Julia Alsop in Hollywood, Florida.
We had production assistance on this story from Julia Duba. Julia Alsop reported this story in collaboration with the Audio Smut podcast. Check them out at www.audiosmut.ca.